Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to be taking a look at consumer issues today, a lot about scams, unfortunately. We'll talk about the 2020 census and what you need to know about it as well with our two guests, Michelle Ryan and Laura Sutherland from the Division of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So really looking forward to talking with them. And I always look forward to talking with Keely Baltina.
Every time.
Wisconsin mm-hmm. Public Radio's own Keely Baltina.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Keely. You know why she's here? Well, she's here to help me talk about the year-end member drive. Think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2019. And here's 2020 just around the corner. So I hope you'll take some action and give the programs you rely on a strong start to the new year. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Keely, how are we doing?
We're doing well. Last hour, we heard from 8 new and renewing members. Thank you for those gifts. But Larry, this is a very exciting time, I have to tell you. We have a special opportunity this hour. When you make your gift of any amount right now, we have current members, including a member from Oshkosh, who are donating an additional $100 every donation.
No matter how much.
Doesn't matter. Extra $100 for the programs that you love.
And I'm guessing it's their way of encouraging everyone who listens to join in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So here you go. You can increase the impact of your gift. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you know that federal and state tax dollars provide, you know, really important funding for WPR programs, and those do come from listeners like you. Voluntary listener support, though, is actually the biggest percentage of support for our WPR programs.
So you make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So, because WPR matters to you, I hope you will make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Time for a thought experiment. Think about what is important to you. Family, friends, hobbies. These are things that you invest in, right? You spend time on them, sometimes even money. Giving to what's important to you makes a difference in your life, and it makes you feel good.
And the biggest source of funding for WPR is listener support, so your gift makes a difference in your life and also in the lives of hundreds of thousands of other listeners. So together, we make an impact on our community. You can make a difference today with your first ever gift, maybe, of $10 a month or maybe $120 a month or maybe just $120 total for the year at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Donate any amount and you'll have 5 chances to win a Sonos One smart speaker. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Smart Speaker Drawing at 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Neither one of us can win that speaker, but you can. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And I don't care if you contribute $10 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
Yeah, and we know you value your time. We value that time, too. And that's why giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it really takes just a few minutes. It's super simple. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It's quick and easy to do. I can even do it.
Oh, wow. So it must be easy then, Larry.
It really is easy. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it really does help, too. In all seriousness, it does help. So take a few minutes to support the station you count on. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888 202-252.
Okay, but don't forget that this hour we have the additional gift. If you give this hour, WPR receives an additional $100 when you donate. That is money that you don't have to give to WPR, that WPR still gets because of your support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and increase the impact of your support for Wisconsin Public Radio as we head into this new year.
And again, remember, as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have five chances to win a Sonos One Smart Speaker. No contribution necessary. Just see WPR.org/drawing for details. Better yet, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. I'm so excited about all this.
It's very
especially
exciting.
Especially the speaker. Here's what you do. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And Larry, I know you're ready to get into the conversation for today, but I want to mention one more thing. If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's really easy to set up those monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. It's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love. And you do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So you're going to come back and see me again?
Oh yeah, you can't escape me.
That's what I thought.
See you
and
soon.
I'm glad for that actually. Well, we're turning our attention now to consumer issues with our two guests, Michelle Ryan. And Michelle's the Executive Policy Initiative Advisor within the Division of Consumer Protection of our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Larry. Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, it's great to see you, and it's great to see Laura Sutherland. Laura is the administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Laura, good to see you as well.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
And I tell you what, as you listen to these two experts talk, I hope you'll join in with your own questions. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Already Roxanne from Beloit has a comment about the census, but before we get to Roxanne, Laura, maybe we can talk about that. The census just around the corner. What's the goal? Count everybody?
Absolutely. Yes. Let's do talk about it. And I'm glad that Roxanne has already called with a question. So, but first, let's just talk about how we can avoid scams. The census, the 2020 census is a really important thing that the government does every 10 years. And the reason it's important is that by counting every person living in the United States, we understand what the government needs to service those folks. So starting in May 2020, census takers will start visiting homes that haven't responded to making sure that everyone is counted. Let me back up a little bit. You should get your census by April 1st. You can respond to it online, by phone, or by email. And then in May 2020, if you haven't responded, census workers are going to start visiting your home. And I think this is what causes some of the concern about scammers when people are approaching your house. And they can do it up to six times. So you could get visited quite a bit and leaving hangers with a phone number for you to call them back. So the reason why we want to talk about this now is so people can understand when it's a real census worker and when they may be scammed. Because when scammers are out there, they're looking for your information, your social security number, your personal identifying information, that kind of thing. Census workers aren't going to ask for that. They're not going to ask.
They're already going to kind of know that. Huh?
Right. They won't ask. They aren't going to ask you for your social security number. They're going to ask some really basic questions. The questions that they're going to ask are how many people are in your home at the time you complete the form, their sex, age, race, ethnicity, their relationships to one another, phone number, and whether you own or rent your home. Those are the questions. And if you want to see a full list of the questions, you can always visit the government's website at 2020census.gov to get your questions answered. But what you need to know is that any census worker that comes to your house should have a photo ID with the U.S. Department of Commerce seal and an expiration date on it. So if they come to your home and they say they're a census worker, your job is to ask for that ID and make sure that they have it before you answer any questions. And you can also ask the census taker to give you your supervisor's contact information or the census regional office phone number for verification if you'd like to do that too. The main thing is they're not going to be asking you for a Social Security number or any financial information. That would be a red flag, and you should shut the door and report that.
You know, Roxanne from Beloit has something that relates to all this, so let's go there. Roxanne, hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi there. Yes, I'm very curious to know if a census worker would ask you questions, not specifically what political party you're with, but if you talk about politics with friends. There were a lot of questions they asked my friend, and they did have a supervisor contact him to confirm that they were a census worker and that they would be coming to his house 7 more times.
So it is not my understanding that they ask you about which political party you're involved in. The question is really to count.
I'd just like to discuss, like, do you talk about politics? Who do you talk about politics? Where do you talk? A lot of questions generally about politics.
No, Roxanne, those are not appropriate questions for a census and irrelevant to the questioning of census. So that's probably unlikely that they were from a census, from the government, and they shouldn't be answering those questions.
They should not be answering those questions.
No.
Okay. All right. There you go, Roxanne. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Reed in La Crosse, I guess, may have something that relates to this as well. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Larry, for putting me on. Michelle and Laura, I wondered if we're seeing any kind of an uptick in a possibility of political candidate scams. That how do you make sure that when you're responding to a fundraising request for a candidate, that your money is actually going to the candidate?
Well, that's kind of like it may be somewhat like some of the other sort of nonprofits and sometimes pseudo nonprofits where the people are saying they're representing someone, but they're not, or an organization, and they're not representing actually that organization. Michelle.
Yeah, well, what comes to mind with what he was saying, Reed was saying or asking really is I think you want to make sure if you're donating to a candidate that they're registered for the election, you'd want to check. There's particular funds that need to be established, campaign funds for that. So that is all, you know, I believe it's the Government Accountability or
the Government Accountability Board.
Yeah, that would do that. So you could check and verify before you donate funds to that candidate to be sure that that's where they're going. But then there's the political action committees, I think, that exist. And those are separate and different than donating to a candidate. But you'd always just want to do your research and be sure that they are following the processes that are already prescribed and in place before giving your money.
Yeah, absolutely. Reed, thank you so much for calling. On a different topic, we've got Bill in Richland Center, so let's go there. Hi, Bill.
Well, good morning. Yes, I'm calling on how senior citizens can prevent robocalls to us by such huge amounts. Myself and several of my friends complain about them constantly, and they seem to be getting worse. And how, as residents of Wisconsin, can we reduce this?
Michelle.
Well, yeah, well, there's some different things you can do, and then there are things you can try and contact your service provider about trying to assist. And then there are things being done on the state and national level to help with this. So first, what you can do, one of the best things is to never engage in these phone calls. So when you receive a call and they say press 1 to talk to a representative or 9 to be put on their do not call list, don't hit any buttons, just hang up the phone. Another thing that you can do is to just not answer, because both of those things trigger, lead lists and more calls. But you do not want to engage with these calls in any manner. do not trust that caller ID because it might look like it's from Social Security Administration. That's the leader phone call going on right now, or your utility company. They're spoofing that caller ID. Don't believe that and just let it go to your voicemail or your answering machine. The other thing that you can do by asking your provider for assistance is see if they have call blocking services that you can subscribe to. On a federal level, just reported this morning that it's passed out of one house and hopefully going to go through the other, where this would have to be free, and the providers would have to do this authentication and then blocking of these types of calls. So there's similar legislation at the state level that's been introduced and moving as well. So those are things being done for, but check with your provider, see if they're offering that, if they can put it in place, and if there's a charge. But another thing that you can do is if you are on a smartphone, download an app that helps block these calls. And I know, Larry, you've had really good success with the app that you've chosen.
I like that one a lot. I've actually, it's been a big help for me.
Yeah, and so that's a blocking mechanism.
So lots of things there to think about, Bill. Thank you so much for calling. Our guests today, Michelle Reinen and Lara Sutherland from the Division of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They're both smart people. Another smart person is Keely Baltina.
Hello.
She's back with us again. Here to help me talk with you about how vital your support is to all the programs on WPR. Our largest source of funding comes from you, so I hope you'll take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This is a very exciting time because we have that special opportunity in place right now. It's great to donate now because current members, including a member from Oshkosh, are adding an extra $100 to every gift this hour. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Help us boost the impact of your donation right now. And you do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to the talk shows on the Ideas Network, you're participating in a statewide conversation. You hear from experts, also learn from the interesting and diverse experiences of your neighbors all over the state. It's great.
And even right now, we're learning things that the other people's experience is able to help us better figure out how to deal with those robocalls or make sure that we're giving our information to the right kind of people. You know, now you're able to go out into the world more rounded. And that happens every day. You're full of things to think about and talk about. So because you value this being well-informed and you support these conversations like this one on consumer protection that keep you connected, make a gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're talking a lot this drive about becoming a sustainer when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or your credit card. And here's a nice benefit. As a sustainer, you are automatically entered into our member drive drawings.
I mean, this could be your lucky drive, really.
This could.
We have a drawing for a Sonos One smart speaker. You'll have five chances to win. Start those ongoing monthly gifts today. You're entered into this drawing and all of the future ones when you become a sustainer. Do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This season, your gift to WPR can also feed people all over the state of Wisconsin. Give $10 or $20 a month to support your favorite WPR programs and help feed those facing hunger in your area. Do two good things with your WPR gift right now when you choose one of the food bank gifts. Here's how.
It's easy. Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and that's really why it's so important for you to support us during this year-end membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And it doesn't matter the amount that you choose, because you're still qualified for this extra gift for WPR, regardless of the number that works into your budget. We have a great opportunity right now from current members, including a member in Oshkosh. They're donating an additional $100 when you give this hour. So increase the effect of your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs at no cost to you, but great benefit to WPR. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And a contribution of any amount makes a difference. Some suggested amounts, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Well, you know, maybe what you pay for Netflix, if you have Netflix or cable.
Yeah, I mean, it all adds up. Things like coffee or those little things that, you know, you use them every day, you value them every day. That's like WPR. It's something you look forward to every day. So give now. As Larry said, you pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org. Or you can talk to a real-life person at 888-202-2552.
And just a reminder, and especially if you're a sustainer, here's a chance with that $100 additional when you donate. Maybe just add a little bit. Phone in and add a little bit. It's easy to do. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Taking a look at consumer scams today, this is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, isn't it?
That was October.
Oh, it was
Sorry,
October.
Sorry, Larry.
No. Why am I always 2 months behind?
But we can't answer that question.
I think every month should be Cybersecurity Month.
Absolutely. And everything we did in October got us ready for the holidays and all the shopping, because you needed to get that computer up to date, do that operating system, watch for those online scams. All those lessons we learned, we're applying right now. So it's good to review them, huh?
It never hurts.
No.
It never hurts. Emily in Prairie to Sac, has a question or comment here. Let's go there. Hi, Emily.
Hi. I had a question about something I received in the mail recently. It was from the U.S. Census Bureau, it said, and it was called the American Community Survey. It asked me to go online and answer some questions. So prior to doing that, I wanted to know if you had heard of this.
American Community Survey. Wouldn't it, if it was from the Census Bureau, wouldn't it say the Census Bureau?
She said it is from the Census Bureau, and in fact it is. Emily,
thanks for
calling, because it's a good question and people might get a little confused. The census is going to be coming out April 1st, as we said, but the American Community Survey is a survey that's ongoing by the Census Bureau.
Okay.
And it continues to come for the same reasons that we're doing a census every 10 years. And the ACS gets us to know more about jobs and occupations and educational attainment of veterans. It's a little bit of a deeper dive, I think, than the census.
Okay.
But it is a legitimate survey, and it's probably very useful to the government. We spend $675 billion a year in federal and state funds are distributed to the states, and so knowing what the information they need in that survey allows them to expend those funds well and smartly. So we encourage you to look at that.
And thanks very much for calling, Emily. Appreciate it. By the way, you can join in too. Number to call 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. We've been talking a lot about the census, but we can take other consumer issues as well. So I hope you'll join in. Meg in Montello, it's your turn. Hi, Meg.
Hi. I was going to call about the exact same thing that Emily just talked about, as well as the crime survey that the census does. I have a good friend who that is her job. And so I just wanted to make sure that you made people aware that those folks are not scammers. They have a badge and they're out actually working for the Census Bureau, because those questions are a little bit different than what you outlined. And so I just didn't want people to turn her or her coworkers away.
Well, Meg, I thank you very much for calling. So there's a crime survey going on as well?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like from Megan and her friend that does that work. You know, one thing consumers can always do, I think it's excellent to always question what's before you, because a lot of entities do try and do surveys that look really familiar or mirror the census surveys, and they're not using them for the same purposes that the Census Bureau issues theirs. So you can always, if it's door to door, say, I want to see that badge and I want to see that ID and expiration date. Get that supervisor's contact information and know that Wisconsin is part of the Chicago Regional Office for the Census. And that phone number, if anyone would want to verify information that's before them before they give responses, is 1-800-865-6384. But they can then validate that what's in front of you is something that you should be filling out, because some of them are required to be filled out and you have to participate if you receive one. And we've had that in the past.
Yeah.
And so you always want to be sure you're following what you need to do, but that you're not handing over information to unscrupulous individuals. So it would be good to verify. So that number again is 1-800-865-6384, and that's the Chicago Regional Office, of which Wisconsin is part of that regional office.
6384. Mm-hmm. I'd written down the wrong number, so I'm glad you repeated that. You know, we got an email from Joan, and she gets a lot of phone calls where they say they're calling from some police association and, you know, different ones. She wonders, is this a scam or is it legitimate? We get so many calls nowadays that they don't, you know when one or the other is actually legit.
So that could very well be a charity solicitation. And certainly there are legitimate charities out there that give you a call during this holiday season. And it's a time of giving. We're doing a fund drive here. So absolutely, it could be a legitimate charity, but it may very well not be. There are a lot of charities that target elderly people, having to do with first responders, veterans, police officers, and the like. So first and foremost, before you give any money to somebody, you should check out that charity. And there's a lot of great resources. There's charitynavigator.org. The BBB also has a Wise Giving Alliance at give.org, where you can look up the charity.
Yeah.
And then the DFI has charitable organizations that are registered. And so if there are any complaints against a charity, you're going to find that information there. So we encourage people to do that. And certainly if someone calls you and there's any level of urgency about donating, then that's a red flag. You don't have to urgently donate to anybody. You need to do your homework and figure out whether or not this is a legitimate charity or if the charity is giving a lot of money to the cause that they say they're giving it to. All of these organizations that I just mentioned, Charity Navigator, Give.org, can tell you how much money is actually going to the cause and how much is going to overhead. And that's the kind of information consumers like to have before they give to anybody.
Yeah, I asked somebody once, I got a phone call like that, and I just said, well, now what percentage of what I give out of every dollar goes to the charity itself? And they have to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to answer it truthfully. And I think it was like 6% or something. And I thought, why am I going to give you 94% of my dollar?
Right. And we see this a lot where those are professional fundraisers. And unfortunately, with our local public services, the fire and police department, the professional fundraisers tend to use those brands or names to try and get. And it's exactly what you said, where a very small percentage actually goes back to that organization in your community. And they do that so they can use that brand as part of it. So if you want to give to your local fire department, certainly do so. But you can do that directly by driving down and dropping off a check or you know, going to their pancake breakfast when they have that type situation in Wisconsin. That's a pretty common
thing to do.
I know. And so that is their ways of typically doing that. But everything Laura mentioned about checking out a charity beforehand, using any one or all three of those resources to be confident your money goes to the actual organization you want it to go to, is incredibly important and valuable.
Well, let's talk for a minute, too, about the holiday shopping season. I've been out, done a little shopping. I've mostly like to go to the stores directly. I'm one of those, maybe I'm an old-fashioned guy, although I've ordered some things, one thing online, which I'm not going to mention because that person may be listening today.
Good idea.
But what are, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about, let's talk, well, start with online. Are there some scams that involve?
Yeah, there are. So, you know, most people may have taken advantage of Cyber Monday just a few days ago or, you know, all the online Black Friday sales that happened all weekend long. Obviously, I was shopping online, Larry. I know about all these. No. And so you need to be sure you are at the website you think you're at. Don't fall for the potential social media, email, text message blasts on deep, deep discounts that are too good to be true. And a lot of the scams come from jewelry, electronics, really high fashion clothing. And it ends up being either never delivered because you're not at a true place to purchase, or it ends up to be really low quality product. It's not what was promoted. So those are things to watch for in the scam realm. But then what happens is this, you've ordered, and whether you've shopped online or not, your email box can be flooded by these shipping scams. And this is when you could potentially get an email from what looks to be FedEx or UPS, and it indicates that your package is being delayed because of whatever event, you know, not something that's actually happening, fires last year and snowstorms this year in the East, but it's just being delayed because you have to verify some information. So just click this link, hand over your personal information, and then the package can proceed. But the message is incredibly vague as to what is being delayed, like who is the retailer, you know, that you purchased this from. The graphic can be a little fuzzy, but it will look like it's the same graphic they say they're from, let's say FedEx. But the from, who the message comes from, if you look at it closely, it won't align with the company. It won't be from someone at FedEx. And the link they ask you to click, if you hover over it, just put the mouse, don't click, you can see where it will direct you, and it won't take you to FedEx.com. You know, so these are scams that are out there. They're phishing schemes, the PH phishing, and just trying to gather your personal information, potentially loading malware on your computer if you click that link. There is that as well because it's a malicious email. So those are a common scam that happens year-round, but it ramps up this time of year because people are expecting packages and could easily be fooled by it.
Yeah, and it's easy to see how you can be fooled by it. Somebody who has never been fooled by it is Keely Baltina, who is pretty sharp when it comes to consumer protection issues.
You know a lot about me, Larry.
I have my way as
you know
warning.
Why I listen to this show. That's the answer.
Well, that's a good answer. And as you listen to the two of us talk, you count on WPR for conversations like the one we're having, in-depth discussion, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. So your gift right now makes a big difference both this year and as we head into 2020 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, we have a special opportunity right now. This is a big deal. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member in Oshkosh, are adding an extra $100 for every gift this hour. It doesn't matter how much the gift is. So if you've been holding off thinking, oh, my gift isn't that substantial, now is the time to do it. We appreciate and count on every one of those gifts, and it'll come with an extra $100 for the programs you love here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So boost the impact of your contribution right now. Go to WPR.org or call the number. It's 888-202-2552.
And, you know, with this particular program, I can't tell you how many times people have come online or called and said, you know what, you saved me a bunch of money because I did not get fooled because we had Michelle and Lara here from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection with great information that helped them avoid an issue. And there are probably a lot of other people who were able to, you know, before getting into trouble, actually avoid it because of the advice that they got today. WPR's listener supported. I mean, we love to have experts like Michelle and Laura on the show. And so when you give, let's go to WPR.org right now or phone 888-202-2552 right now. You make this hour and the many more hours possible. Just takes a couple of minutes and make your gift.
You know, we've been talking about if a deal seems too good to be true, then don't take it. That's not what we're talking about here. We're just saying you may get more out of this than what you pay for when it comes to WPR. I mean, that's true every day. So if you just even consider a gift of $2 a day to support the public radio programs that you love, that's enough.
Yeah, it's hard to buy much for $2 these days, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news talk and music possible. That works out about $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
John, thank you so much for being a sustainer. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
You know, and the same way that we talk about the things we learn on Wisconsin Public Radio, you can spread that around when it comes to your donation. I mean, after you've made a contribution to WPR, make that gift go further. Tell your friends and family.
And you can use social media. You can call them or mention it to them when you see them. Just letting your friends and family know that you support WPR, it really may help plant the idea in their mind. So make your gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and then let your friends know how good it feels when you support the station you enjoy every day.
And it comes with a bonus. Remember that this hour, WPR receives an additional $100 when you donate. Now is the time. We've got about 15 minutes left, and you can help us with that. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and up the impact of your support for WPR as we head into this new year.
We have a goal of 40 this hour, and we're at 10. So we've got 30 more to go here in the next 15 minutes. That's only 2 a minute or so.
We can handle that.
We can handle that with your help. If you've been thinking about contributing, do it right now. Don't wait any longer. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Great way to provide ongoing support for the programs that you love. We're taking a look at consumer scam issues today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller with our guests, Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They reside in the Consumer Protection Division, and it's always great to have them stop by, especially this time of the year when there's so many opportunities for scammers to scam you. So, questions or comments, I hope you'll join in, 800-642-1234, email at ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Rosie in Ashland. Rosie, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
It's kind of the opposite side of the question, but when they do a commercial for, I don't know, Shriners or somebody wanting donations, they eliminate anyone who's low vision or blind by just saying, call the number on your screen. It's really not too useful to us.
I agree, Rosie. And we certainly get some feedback about that when we talk about numbers and getting information out to our constituency. So I think the best thing to do would be to call the actual charity and give them that feedback, or maybe even call the television station who works with them and give them that feedback. They should know that there are different ways to absorb information, and they should do it in multiple different ways.
Yeah, and the other issue too for people in Rosie's situation is when they use a name instead of the numbers when they're giving the phone number, because that's really difficult for someone with low or no vision to be able to process that.
Right. We heard that from one of your callers a few months back, and that was fabulous feedback, because now we try and write out the number with it. So that was fantastic.
Right. So, Rosie, we encourage you to give the feedback. It's really useful if you feel like doing it.
Bill in Waukesha will give you a chance now. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I called last time the ladies were on, but this is similar as far as what my question is. Yesterday, among all the phone calls, two of them, the caller ID was spoofed with my phone number. The second one of the two calls, my name actually appeared on the caller ID. It's like, my question is, what are they trying to accomplish by doing that? Raise my curiosity so I answer the phone,
or that your friends answer the phone.
Yeah, that's exactly right, though. It's called mirror spoofing. So we have general spoofing, which is that misrepresentation of the caller ID, and the neighbor spoofing, which is using the local area code. And then there's mirror spoofing, which is using your own number to mirror back at you. And it's exactly for that purpose, to create confusion and suspicion and entice you to answer the phone. It's just another tactic that they're using. So just disregard that and don't answer.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Bill. You can join in to 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. There are some gift card scams out there as well. I've been hearing about one where you got to be careful if you go to purchase a gift card, that somebody hasn't already taken the number off of it.
Right. You do need to be watchful of that. Two different ways. One is at the kiosk itself, just to be sure no one's been there tampering, especially if it's unattended, where someone gets out their phone, takes a picture of the back of the card, but scratches off the PIN number. Now, those usually aren't activated, so you don't get something. But if you happen to run into a kiosk where it is. But the other thing is if you then buy the card that someone's grabbed the picture of and the PIN's gone, and activate that with the, $25, $50, $100 that you want to give. If you are waiting to give it as the gift, someone's checking on that in the meantime and draining it. So that's where the scam comes in, is after you as the consumer purchase it and load it, but then someone's using it. The other version of that is really when you are purchasing a gift card through kind of a secondhand market, where you're doing more of a trade and a swap of gift cards that, boy, this just really wasn't for me. It's not my store. Let's put it out there, see if I can get some money for it. Well, you don't know who you're doing business with there. Yeah. And, it's no different than some swap meet type situation. You don't want to spend more than you're willing to lose, if you will, because what you might receive might not have the value you think it does. But if that happens, you want to report it to that platform that you've used, so they can maybe block that seller in the future if they have unscrupulous tactics, if you will. But those are two of the purchasing side of things. But then there's the gift card scam aspect, where it's trying to get something for nothing, where you are enticed through social media, a text message, maybe an email, to fill out a survey. We started the show talking about a legitimate survey, but here, fill out a survey and you will get a free gift card, $100, $500. We've seen it go as high as $1,000 to some really well nationally known big retailers. And so that's incredibly enticing. And fine, I'll take 5 minutes and fill out a survey. Big deal. Well, that's your personal information you're handing over. And some of it might be innocent marketing, but a lot of it is your personal information that can lead to identity theft and future scams. And what we've seen out of these is that you never get that gift card, but you've handed over all that information that has great value. So there is no something for nothing happening there. There's something for great value, and you get the nothing aspect of it.
Well, you know, I've actually had that. It was the first time I saw that. It was, you know, it was a $500 gift card. And I thought, that can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't fill, thankfully, I didn't fill it out. And then I started seeing it all the time.
Right.
500 or 1,000 even.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. It's
we see them typically through text and social media. There have been some by email that have come through. And sometimes just clicking on the link can be a problem when we're talking email as to where it directs. Because, again, they're stealing logos. They're making imposter emails, really just very enticing to consumers.
Paul in La Crosse has a question. Hi, Paul.
Well, I'm wondering about the phone calls you get, and then at the end it says press 9 to not get any further calls or emails or ads that you see that say click on this to unsubscribe. And I used to do that, but I'm fearful that doing is finding out they have a live person on the other end.
Exactly, I think, Laura.
Yes, that is correct. If you pick up a call and they ask you to press any buttons, you should not do that. You should absolutely hang up and not engage at all. When it comes to emails, there are legitimate ways in which to unsubscribe to listservs, and oftentimes it's mandated that they have an unsubscribe button at the bottom of the email, and then it takes you to a different site to allow you to unsubscribe. Those are often legitimate. And there are also apps that can unsubscribe you from emails that will do that screening for you. But if it's a phone call and it's asking you to press any buttons, even if it's asking you to press a button to not get any more calls, we encourage you not to do that because that is a scam.
It is indeed a scam. Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Division of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection with us today, as is Keely Baltina. Back here again, just like a bad penny? No, like a good penny.
A shiny. Excited penny.
A shiny, excited penny, because here we have about 4.5 minutes to really put on a big press to get you to earn some extra money for
us. That's because it's so exciting. I said I'm an excited shiny penny. Let me tell you why. Because every time that we get a donation to Wisconsin Public Radio in the next 5 minutes, WPR gets an extra $100. That's because current members, including a member from Oshkosh, have said, hey, if people want to donate to public radio, we want to give an extra incentive. We want to offer and inspire more contributions to WPR. So now is the time at WPR.org, or you can call the number 888-202-2552.
You've inspired me. If I wasn't talking myself, I'd give right now.
Excellent.
And one of the reasons I give is because of the great guests that we have today, who have come up with a lot of wonderful information. And I think it's kind of what you have every day here on the Ideas Network. We try to give you from 11 to 12:30 information you can use, maybe save you money or make your life a little better. And when you give, and I hope you'll do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then give.
You know, we've talked about it during the conversation this hour. It is the season of giving. This is an opportunity. Let the impact of your donation go beyond great radio to people who are in need. You can ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
Your thank you gift will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you. So you can do two good things at once with your gift at WPR.org. or at 888-202-2552.
Around the holidays, you may have bought some strange gifts.
Taxidermy bugs would be probably the strangest gift.
And so my sister-in-law thought it would be hilarious to send us like a bacon subscription.
The strangest gift I ever got was a Sex Pistols tape that my uncle got me when I was 4.
Dirt. This holiday season, consider a much more practical gift. Support Wisconsin Public Radio today. Your year-end gift makes the news, talk, and music you rely on possible, and it's tax-deductible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your future self will thank you.
Let me repeat that. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Keeley Baltina. Your support today is so important to keep the programs you enjoy going strong. And if it's $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount is the right amount.
Yes, and we appreciate it. And every one of those donations comes with an extra $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio. It doesn't go from your bank account or your credit card. It's from current members, including a member in Oshkosh. It's a great opportunity, their way of inspiring you to donate to WPR right now. So boost the impact of your contribution. Get that extra $100 in for the programs that you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And that offer kind of expires in a couple of minutes.
I know, that's why we're really talking about it a lot.
If you've been thinking about it, now's the time to do it. Give right now while you're thinking about it. Just takes a couple of minutes to contribute.
And you'll have a good feeling of supporting the programs that you love. I mean, that can't be lost on us either. See what that's like right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And remember this hour, in the next couple of minutes, you can still get an additional $100 when you donate. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Increase the impact of your support as we head into the new year by another $100.
Yeah, and that works for new members. It works for people who donate all the time. It works for sustaining members. If you want to give an extra gift right now, we'll add $100 to that thanks to current members. So now really is the time, Larry.
If you haven't done it, boy, now is really the time. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Your gift is so, so important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for joining in today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at consumer scams with our two guests, Laura Sutherland, Michelle Reinen from the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Always great to have them come by. You need advice on how to handle a consumer problem? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. And LaVon in Edgerton's been waiting a bit, so let's go there. LaVon, thank you for calling.
Thank you. What? I had an interesting call yesterday. It was from XL Energy, which is in where we used to live in the Twin Cities. We live in Edgerton now. Saying it was a recorded call saying that my electricity was going to be shut off and I should press 1 to set up a bill pay. I hung up right away. But the only thing that caught my attention was that it was XL Energy. If they had said Alliant, I probably would have pressed 1 to find out what was going on.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that, LaVon. And I'm glad you called so we can talk about this because these scams are savvy and people do fall for them, and that's why they keep doing it. So first of all, your utilities are not going to be cut off. We're in a moratorium until April 15th, and the utility companies are not going to cut off your electricity. So anytime we're getting calls about threatening to cut off your electricity, that is definitely a scam, and you should ignore it. Also, pressing numbers when you get an unsolicited call is also a very bad idea. It is likely a scam, and you should ignore those too. And you know, you've obviously been exposed to a spoofing call. They used a number that they thought you would trust and a name that they thought you would trust, and that's why people fall for it. But when you're getting calls, when people get calls from companies that they think that they trust and they're concerned about, don't answer that call. Ignore it, and then use the number that you know is accurate from your bill, from the internet, and call them yourselves and inquire about whether or not there's something wrong with your bill, there's something wrong with your utilities that you need to address. But don't engage in an unsolicited call from a company, even if you think it's your company, because oftentimes that's how scammers get us.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much, LaVon, for calling. Jim in Wausau, your turn. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon. My answering machine had a strange message this last week to the effect that this is a certain firm. You've paid us $299 for computer services that we can no longer provide. In order to recover your money, please press 1 or call this particular number. I had made no such payment, so I knew it was a scam. But the number they gave was something like 834 or 836. So I'm wondering whether it could be possibly one of these scams where they try to get you to call a Caribbean nation and incur huge long-distance charges to a foreign country.
Yeah, that's a new twist. I forget what the exchange is on those scams at this point, because we haven't seen that in quite a while as it relates to that phone scam. But we are aware of the computer scam aspect, where there's a couple variations. One is where they call and say that your computer has a virus, and so they can provide this service to you and fix it right away, and they want you to pay about the same amount. And then what we've seen is the new twist where they sign you up for a reoccurring monthly monitoring type charge. And so this looks like a third version where now they're going to try and engage you because they want your information so they can transmit the refund, is what I anticipate. Yeah. One, you'll press the button so they'll know you'll engage. And then the other thing is that you would hand over your personal information so the refund could be transmitted. So computer companies don't call you out of the blue. You know, companies write you letters to let you know that something's going on, or if you deal with them by email, that's the same form that they would communicate with you at. And it's easy enough to just, on a reoccurring charge, to just stop and issue those refunds back without your engagement and interaction as well. So it was good to just leave that alone and let it sit on the voicemail.
There you go, Jim. Thank you so much for calling. You can join in, too, 1-800-642-1234. If you got an experience to share or a question to ask, give a call, shoot us an email. Phil in Kingston, we'll go to you next. Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi. I sent in for a number of, you know, through time, like for rebates, you know, fill out the forms and so forth, even though I do all the forms correctly. You know, like, it seems like half the time or a quarter of the time it's denied. One time there was a big company, a distributor of computers and so forth, I think it was CDW or something like that. Actually, the state's attorney in one state actually went after the company itself, CDW, because of their denial, you know, with their vendors, so many rebates. So what can I do when these things keep on getting denied and so forth, and they don't, like, even when I write back to them, can I resubmit or something like that? Or even if it's just wrong, I did everything right. What can I do about these companies that just constantly deny rebates? Isn't that like a common problem?
It is a common problem, Phil. And I think, thanks for asking that question. We have had significant cases when I was at the Department of Justice of a very similar situation where the rebate was so arduous that it was deceptive. No one was actually qualifying for it and were successful. Right. The statistics when we did that in discovery of actually how many people got the rebate, it was like almost zero. That is a concern. And we encourage you to file a complaint when that happens. So our website, as you probably know if you listen to this show, is dagcap.wi.gov. That's DATCP.wi.gov. And you can file a complaint there. You can also call our 1-800 number, 1-800-422-7128, and they can direct you how to file a complaint. But we encourage you to do so. Oftentimes, the rebates are such that they don't actually intend to give it to you anyway, which would be problematic.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go, Phil. It sounds like you're the kind of person who is pretty good at following the rules on it. And if you follow the rules and you don't get what you've got coming, file a complaint. Rob in Manitowoc, we'll go to you next. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just thought I'd share an experience on an email I received this morning. It's not unusual for us to get spam emails from colleagues we know. And this morning, I got an email from a colleague, a work colleague, a very vague one regarding a proposal. Click on this link through the OneDrive. So that's not unusual. Again, we get those all the time. But I replied to my colleague and said, hey, I think you've been spoofed. You might check your email. I immediately got a reply back that said, oh, no, it's good. Go ahead and click on it. Again, very vague reply. So I went ahead and called my colleague, and sure enough, the person that replied is the hacker or the spammer that did this. So I thought that was unique, where they're monitoring the email and saying, oh, no, you know, this email is legit. Go ahead and click on the link. So maybe just a fair warning. That's something I've never seen before, and I thought I'd share.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Michelle, is that?
Yeah, this is a great example of kind of some e-commerce emails that we're seeing, but spear phishing, really, because it's internal to a company. It involves the head of the company or someone in a yeah. senior position, and they're trying to get you to engage by delivering information or going to make a large purchase. But what Rob's talking about is he hit reply. But my instinct tells me that the email was spoofed and he was responding to the hacker, and it looked like he was responding to his superior, but really the email probably didn't go to the email box of the superior. It went to the hacker's email box that he spoofed. It's the same as with the phone calls, and same as what we talked about with like the shipping scams, that from when you look and really examine it, it won't be directed within that organization. So it's really, he did the perfect thing by calling, you know.
Yeah.
We've been hearing more about these in Wisconsin more and more often. So it's really important for small businesses, large businesses, to really understand their policies, procedures, and check and follow those, and not just respond to emails, especially when they don't follow the normal procedure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Dennis in Milwaukee, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I got a message on my phone. It says, claim your benefits in the Equifax data breach settlement. And I haven't heard anything about that, but they leave a message to contact them, you know. And I don't know if that's a scam or not. And then the other thing is, I just pointed information, was I got a call on my phone also a while back from Papua New Guinea.
Oh.
And I sure didn't know anybody there.
Well, Dennis, I thank you for calling. It gives Michelle a chance to talk a little bit more maybe about that.
Yeah, what we want to do for sure is, if you ever think you have any claim on the Equifax data breach, go to the FTC.gov website. And if you haven't filed your claim yet, be sure you file it there, because you only have until mid-January to do so. So be sure that you are filing it there. Don't respond to any Facebook or anything. But in regards to data in general, we have a big opportunity for consumers in the Madison area that Laura's going to talk about.
Yes, nice handoff. So we've talked about this before, but we were going to talk about it again, and that is that DADCAP has launched a data privacy and security advisory committee under the leadership of Governor Evers. And the committee is formed of government officials and industry stakeholders and consumer advocacy groups, and we're looking at ways in which we can modernize our regulation and really address the issues that we talk about monthly on this show. And this month, we're having our committee meeting here in Madison at DADCAP. It's on Tuesday, December 10th, so next Tuesday. And one of the unique things we're doing is taking public comment. And we'd love to see people come at 8:30 a.m. And tell us what it is that you'd like to see happen in this space, what kind of expectations you have of privacy and security, and when there's a breach, which we've also talked about, like the Equifax breach, what's your expectation of a remedy, of being notified, that kind of thing. So again, it's December 10th. It's at DADCAP, 8:30. If you can find more information out about our committee at dadcap.wi.gov. And if you cannot attend, you can email your public comments to Michelle.
I believe it's dadcapdata, DATCPDATA, at
wisconsin.gov.
At wisc.gov.
Yeah.
It's on our website.
It's on the website. And you know, one of the strange things about our show today is we did not normally, I have memorized your phone number for people to call when they have when they feel like they've gotten scammed or whatever, and that 800-422-7128.
That's nice. Exactly right.
And when they call, they're going to, you can mail things to them or provide information.
Absolutely. So if you have any questions, they can answer those about your consumer rights or the situation or something you've gotten in the mail, or they can mail you a complaint form or any of 100 plus fact sheets that we have. But all that information is also on our website if you don't have time during our business hours to call. So again, it's 1-800-422-7128 or datcp.wi.gov.
Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland from the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Isn't it always great to have them come by? Kaylee Beltine has been listening. She's got her ears perked up.
Taking notes.
Her nose was twitching a little bit.
All of it.
Too, for some of this. And maybe your nose was twitching a little bit, too, when you heard about some of the scams. I tell you what. During this year-end membership drive, I hope you'll think about what you just heard and think about all the programs that you've come to rely on here, and then support those programs with a gift. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. So important as we go into 2020.
Yeah, and as of last hour, when we were talking about the membership drive, we actually had 45 people contribute as we, you know, kind of ended our last conversation about this. And so now before the end of this show at 12:30, we are looking for 15 people total to give us a call and let us know that you want to be members.
We are listener powered. That means that these goals are very important. They help us stay on track to fund the programs that you count on. So do your part now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, I suspect you're a little more connected than I am, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a life coach. I don't have a personal trainer. I do not have the consumer protection experts on my speed dial. That's okay. If you're like me, that's totally fine, because when you listen to the Ideas Network, you get this great advice from all kinds of experts. You get this personal connection to them. And what does it cost you? You get to choose. The Ideas Network is your source for this kind of helpful information, so support it now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Another cool thing, during this drive, we have an exciting drawing for a Sonos smart speaker, Sonos One smart speaker. Say that 25 times fast. You'll have five chances to win the Sonos One smart speaker. No contribution is necessary. See all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888
202-2552.
You've learned about so many things from Wisconsin Public Radio. Today has been all about consumer protection. We also talk about other things in daily life, computer and tech advice, pet care, you name it, we're talking about it. And whatever it is, you know that WPR is here for you. We're watching the latest information on topics that matter in your life. So now is the time to invest in your future listening. Donate now. Go to WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552.
I think I first listened to Wisconsin Public Radio back when I was just a little kid.
Well, that wasn't too long ago, right, Larry?
No, not too long ago. My parents listened all the time, and so I got to listen, too. What about you? Think about the first time you discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a friend recommended a great music or the news or interesting discussions, maybe the weekend programs, maybe you're just scanning the dial. However you first found WPR, now you are hooked.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's been years or just a few months since you found us, your contribution of, say, $10 a month supports the quality programming that you've valued since that first time that you listened. So be a part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
My name is Sarah, and I live in Madison, Wisconsin. I became a member of Wisconsin Public Radio after listening to the different pledge drives that happen each year. For a long time, I thought, oh, during the pledge drives, other people will give. And then I started realizing, well, wait, I listen to WPR every single day. So that was kind of my light bulb moment of realizing, oh, I should be chipping in.
We're listener-supported radio. That means we count on money from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Go to WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Keely Boltino. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this year in member drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
We've got just around 5 minutes left in this show, and we're looking for five more people to join in. One a minute, totally doable. You don't have to be all five. You just have to be one. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support these programs that you rely on every day.
And thanks a lot if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now here. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Another thing I love about these conversations is about membership is that as the donor to WPR, you get to decide how much you give. Maybe that's $100 or $200 a month. Maybe that's the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month going out to dinner or maybe doing some things with friends. Those are enjoyable things to do and certainly want you to continue to do them, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You listen to The Larry Mueller Show because it's a place for conversation. It's a place for community. So join your friends and neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and who believe in supporting it. I mean, it takes the support of more than 50,000 members to make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
When you make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure that the news and information you need is here every day.
Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but when you do choose to support it, you make all of the WPR programs you enjoy possible. So how about a gift right now of $10 a month?
Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
$10 a month,
$20
a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. And we're down to about the last minute or so before we have to go away, but there's still time for you to help us reach our goal for the half-hour time period here. So start a tradition this year. Every year I'm going to go to Larry Mueller's show. No, I'm just going to go to WPR.org and make my contribution. Or I'm going to phone 888-202-2552 and make my contribution.
You know, and you don't have to live in Wisconsin. Mary from Wallace, Michigan says, WPR has been part of my daily life since I started my own business in 1985. I work alone, and Wisconsin Public Radio has been my constant companion ever since. Also, Mary says it's the only radio station allowed in her car. So if WPR is the only radio station allowed in your car, now is the time. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Even if it isn't the only one, I want you to go ahead and make a contribution. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. A big thanks to everybody who's supported us. Thank you so much. Your gift is so powerful. It really makes a difference. WPR.org. Go there.